AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. President Trump wraps up his state visit to Japan with a Memorial Day visit to U.S. troops serving on the USS Wasp in the region. Earlier, he didn't join Japan's prime minister in voicing concerns about North Korea still firing missiles.
I am very happy with the way it's going. And intelligent people agree with me.
You're not bothered at all by the small missiles.
No, I'm not.
He also praised Kim Jong-un about being smart about economic prosperity. And he joined the North Korean leader in insulting Democrat Joe Biden.
Kim Jong-un made a statement that Joe Biden is a low IQ individual. He probably is, based on his record. I think I agree with him on that.
There was a violent attack on school children and others in Kawasaki, Japan, not far from Tokyo. About 20 people were stabbed and at least two have died. In Oklahoma, the governor today toured the damage from twisters that have been hitting the state.
The Sunday twister damaged structures, uprooted trees, and toppled power lines. Matthew Geist says he feels lucky to be alive.
A lot of things could have happened that didn't. So I'm just thankful to the Lord.
Samantha Ward says she knew she had to act quickly.
There's a flash of lightning and we saw the clouds coming down into a funnel. We're like, okay, we need to get in.
This tornado followed another one that killed two people in El Reno. I'm Mike Hempen.
Another climber has died after reaching the top of Mount Everest, which is packed with people. 62-year-old Christopher Coolish was an attorney in Colorado. A Utah man died last week. The group We Build the Wall says that it has completed nearly a mile of a privately funded barrier at the border in New Mexico. The Secretary of State in Texas has resigned. The Texas legislature failed to vote to confirm David Whitley. This is AP Radio News. From coast to coast, Memorial Day observances were held.
Among the speakers in New York, Admiral Bill Moran, who heads the Navy.
We pause to remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice. Those who, as President Lincoln said at Gettysburg, gave their last full measure of devotion.
And Mayor Bill de Blasio.
It's great that there are barbecues, and it's great that people get to go to the beach, but let's remember why this day is here. This day is to remember our fallen.
I'm Shelley Adler.
I see.
A new study says even if e-cigarettes are not as risky as regular smokes, it appears that there could be a heart risk in the flavorings. Stanford researchers found that vaping and some flavorings can trigger blood vessel dysfunction that can increase the risk of heart disease. Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.